Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I told you today was going to be a busy day.
You
following
didn't lie.
A lot of active stories. And as you just heard, Alan Strum from Channel 3, the winds really picked up on the island. The flags are yellow. We told you they were flying yellow, but we're borderline yellow to red this afternoon because it is really getting rough out there. So if you are heading to the beach, please take along your brains with you and be very careful, especially if you're going into the water. Let's do this, Austin. Let me just go ahead and jump into the top three important things you need to know this afternoon.
All right.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's what I was thinking about as we kind of entered this story here. Pensacola Beach lifeguards sounding the safety alarm after rescuing nearly 50 people from rip currents over the weekend. It was not a pretty weekend for the lifeguards out there. They did a stellar job. Scambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood saying, the key is to remain calm, swim parallel to the shore until you escape the current. Here's the key thing in this story this afternoon. Lifeguards are saying a patch of dark water near the shoreline could be that telltale sign that a rip current is in the area. That could save your life.
Absolutely. And the second of your top three stories, public school enrollment in Florida is declining. New data from Economic and Demographic Research suggests that massive increases in school voucher usage is the immediate reason. EDR's prediction is now estimating a net decrease in Florida of nearly 66,000 students over the next 5 years. Kind of roping this into a local scale here, Escambia County expected to see the sharpest decline locally at an estimated 2,500 students. Santa Rosa County, meanwhile, will be down by about 1,000.
News Radio 92.3, we have been working this story this afternoon. Broke earlier this morning. I wanted to share it with you. This is the third really top story. We're working on News Radio 92.3 this afternoon. Scambia County Sheriff's Office investigating an incident over at Warrington Prep Academy. A firearm was located on campus. Incident was reported around 11 a.m. this morning. No shots were fired. Nobody was injured in this incident. The weapon was located in a student's possession. Now, at this time, investigators are still reviewing the circumstances of the incident and determining what charges are indeed appropriate, but we are following this for you. Once again, an investigation is ongoing after deputies located a gun at Warrington Prep Academy earlier today. And the good thing is no shots were fired and nobody was injured. So that's the top three stories we're looking at. It is now 5:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Well, let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital offering a free Sky High Silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. That's to kind of be expected, though, this time every afternoon. Also have some backup still on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 71, and there's going to be a slight chance of showers in the middle of your Wednesday, but it shouldn't be too severe and shouldn't last long.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a sheriff's lieutenant in Florida is now charged with multiple crimes, including attacking a woman he met at a bar. Eben Brown has this report this afternoon from Miami.
A Miami-Dade County, Florida sheriff's lieutenant wound up in jail on charges of choking a woman he brought home from a bar Monday night. Daniel Challa denied any wrongdoing when questioned by police, but the unidentified woman says that after agreeing to go to Challa's 26th floor apartment, after meeting, he put his hands around her neck and refused to let go even when telling him to stop. She then fled and asked neighbors for help. One witness says she was bleeding from the mouth. The Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office has yet to comment. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And keeping with your state theme here, Florida among the top 10 states where residents spend the most on engagement rings. That's according to a new study by custom engagement ring site Faithful Platform, which ranked Florida in sixth place. The study found that on average, Florida residents spend just over $8,800 on an engagement ring.
Be careful what you click on. these words might come back to haunt you. There are more cases than ever reported of people actively trying to steal money online. We've heard this one before. According to a new FBI report, Florida is a key target for scammers. Statewide residents were scammed out of more than $1 billion in 2024. That's up from about $874,000 the year before. Nationwide, the Internet Crime Complaint Center saw a staggering $16.6 billion stolen last year. That's up 33% from 2023.
And time is running out to apply for the My Safe Florida Home program. Over $1 million available to help homeowners protect their homes from hurricanes. The deadline is April 30th. More information is online at mysafeflhome.com.
Okay, if you own an electric vehicle and you get into an accident, you may soon get charged three times more to store it. New legislation passed. It's House Bill 577 allows municipalities to charge the higher daily rate for EV storage as the vehicles require more space to keep a safe distance from other vehicles.
And a ban on fluoride in Florida's drinking water closer to becoming reality. The ag bill that prohibits water quality additives heads to Governor DeSantis' desk after passing in the State House of Representatives and already being cleared by the Senate. If signed, the ban would go into effect on July 1st.
News Radio 92.3 519. Beautiful day. Thanks a lot for having us on with you this afternoon, taking us home from work. Today, 101 wildfires are burning across Florida, covering 5,600 acres. 22 counties have issued burn bans, which is almost a third of the state. The largest wildfire is the 344 fire in South Miami-Dade County, which continues to impact residents trying to get on and off the Keys. The National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings as of this afternoon. However, very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation, especially when combined with gusty winds, are creating an elevated fire danger.
Alrighty, 519. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a deep dive into some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego. Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Pensacola Navy Days is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. May 9th through 11th, join us as we honor the pride and dedication of our military community and Pensacola's military heritage. Start the celebration Friday, May 9th at AC Reed for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament or at the Black Tie Night at the Museum Gala. Saturday, May 10th, we'll take to the streets for the Pensacola Navy Days 4K race and parade, then head over to Plaza de Luna for Family Fun Fest. Get the details and tickets at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, News Radio 92.3 424. We're watching your money today, of course. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher and the Dow and S&P 500 notching a sixth straight session of gains as investors digested a mixed bag of corporate earnings reports, soft economic data, and trade developments. Stocks advancing after President Trump said that talks with India on tariffs were coming along great and he thinks the two countries will reach a deal. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending higher with tech leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners Honeywell, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow rising 300 points, the Nasdaq higher by 95, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump is on his 100th day in office for his second term, held a rally earlier this afternoon in Michigan. That's one of the swing states that he won in 2024. He talked about his progress slowing the flow of illegal immigration and how he wants to build the greatest economy in the world again.
Okay, it's almost 5:25, News Radio 92.3. Authorities in Iraq are reporting that they've arrested a suspected member of ISIS who is being tied to the New Orleans New Year's Day terror attack. Ooh, this is interesting. Garrett Teeny has more on this story.
The number of job openings declined on the last day of March, down by 901,000 from a year ago. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnovers Survey found 7.19 million openings, a drop of 288,000 from February. Federal job opportunities declined by 36,000. However, overall layoffs declined by 222,000. Overall hires held at 5.4 million, and total separations were little changed at 5.1 million, suggesting stability in the labor market right before April's tariffs were unveiled. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
It's Iraqi authorities saying they arrested that man who is a member of the Islamic State terror group for inciting the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans. Now, exactly how he incited that is not clear at this point, but that man, whose name has not been released, will go on trial there in Iraq. But what's interesting to note is that they said that this investigation into this individual was requested by U.S. authorities. We know back in January, in the days after this, the FBI said they were looking into the path to radicalization of Samsuddin Jabbar. They say they believe it started in 2022 and that in 2023, he traveled abroad to Egypt as well as to Canada.
Okay, 525, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Well, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. Probably the worst looking area is going to be Avalon Boulevard. If you're traveling southbound, coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze, there is some work going on in that area that is limiting traffic flow. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, and once again, a low of 71.
Okay, new details today about that Milwaukee judge who was arrested for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant evade ICE. Now, she's off the bench, she's off her job here, but she's still getting paid. Here's more on that story.
The court tells us that the judge, Hannah Dugan, is not on administrative relief at this time, meaning that she is still receiving her salary despite the charges she's facing. We've also learned, though, that in the weeks leading up to the judge's arrest, ICE had arrested two other illegal immigrants here at the Milwaukee County Courthouse, which apparently prompted Judge Dugan to post this notice on her courtroom door stating that anyone who feels unsafe coming to the courthouse can request to have their hearing held over Zoom. That notice is dated 4 days before Dugan allegedly guided an illegal immigrant facing battery charges through a back exit in her courtroom to avoid federal agents waiting to arrest him in the hallway outside.
And a $4.7 million Florida Department of Transportation project to resurface Highway 29 in Century is now complete. It involved realigning the highway, upgrading traffic signals and drainage, and improving ADA compliance for sidewalks and curb ramps. Notably, a 700-foot curve prone to truck accidents was also reconstructed.
Okay, while we're talking about financial things here, grants and topics like that, city officials say a state grant for restroom facilities at Veterans Memorial Park have been extended after project delays. Here's Mayor Reeves.
If you recall, we received the $750,000 grant from the state. That grant has been extended to June 2026, and we have that agreement in hand. So we obviously shared with them some of the delays that were out of our control, but that project continues to move forward, and now we have an extended year to be able to get this done.
And FPL proposing a 7-acre laydown yard for pole storage off Camp Road in McDavid. This site, part of a 48.65-acre parcel owned by FPL, is located near an Escambia County road camp and the closed Camp 5 landfill. FPL plans to create a 30-foot gravel access road and operate the yard from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. with no overnight vehicles.
528, News Radio 92.3 Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. There's some new details this afternoon about a homicide investigation into a fatal stabbing in Inslee. Sheriff Chip Simmons says deputies were called to a home where friends found a man who was dead with stab wounds. He says the first person they began looking for was the roommate, who was nowhere to be found. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The victim's car was gone. And so, again, we look at where's the roommate,
because
we can't seem to find a roommate. Ultimately, we discovered the roommate had fled to Okaloosa County. We worked with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office and was able to pick up the roommate who still had the victim's car and ultimately charged him with a homicide.
Well, the suspect was identified as 34-year-old Kyle Miller, who's now charged with that homicide. Now, there's no word on the motive, but the two had been roommates for about a decade and moved to Pensacola together from another state.
And this is something that, of course, has been a hard-hitting issue on a national scale, but it's kind of bled into our neck of the woods. A former Escambia County substitute teacher filing a lawsuit against the school district claiming discrimination based on gender identity. Haynes Cypress McLeish, a transgender non-binary individual, alleges that they faced discriminatory treatment and were ultimately terminated due to their use of the title MX instead of Mr. or Mrs. The lawsuit named several school officials, including the superintendent and several board members. McLeish is seeking damages reinstatement and a declaration that the district's actions violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. However, the school district has declined to comment on the ongoing litigation.
529 News Radio 92.3. Here's a story I want to really kind of pass on to you today. Pensacola Beach advocates, of course, support ongoing efforts to increase pay for firefighters and build new fire districts. To effectively do this, the economic playing field must be leveled, as Escambia County has proposed an increase of fire municipal services benefit units, or MSBUs, that places a higher financial burden on beach businesses compared to the mainline rates. Listen, if you have concerns, you want to voice them, Thursday, 5:30 in Commission Chambers at 221 Palafox Street. Look for PBA members to attend the public forum. They're going to be speaking against that price increase.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. China is hitting the U.S. with retaliatory tariffs, while Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent speaking on Fox Business about what the Trump administration's target goal is.
One of the most important things that we will be doing over the coming years is fortifying the supply chain.
Well, Washington currently maintaining a 145% tariff on Chinese products. China's responded by enacting their own 125% tariff on the United States for most imports. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill, claiming the president's actions on the economy are causing uncertainty.
The chance of recession, not according to us, but according to banking experts, is so much greater than it was before.
Today marking President Trump's 100th day in office of this second term, his overall approval rating is actually lower than former President Joe Biden's was at this point in the presidency. President Trump with a rally in Michigan tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All righty. Number one on our top three stories here.
I was just wondering if you had your parachute pants on this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I could tell you found it humorous. First story here, Pensacola Beach lifeguard sounding the safety alarm after rescuing nearly 50 people from rip currents over the weekend. Escambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says that the key is to remain calm and swim parallel to the shore until you escape the current. Lifeguards say a patch of dark water near the shoreline could be a telltale sign that a rip current is in the area.
Okay, and number two here, before I get into number two, I just want to pass this on. Yellow flags flying this afternoon on the beach, bordering red because the wind has picked up out there and really caused a bit of chop. So be extremely careful if you are heading to the beach, maybe doing a little swimming this afternoon, rip currents, building. I guess that's a safe way to put it, building along Pensacola Beach. Just be extremely, extremely safe this afternoon. Okay, second story we're following today. This is a key story that you need to know about on this Tuesday. Public school enrollment in Florida is declining. New data from Economic and Demographic Research suggesting massive increases in school voucher usage is the immediate reason. EDR's prediction is now estimating a net decrease in Florida of nearly 66,000 students over the next 5 years. Escambia County is expected to see the sharpest decline locally at an estimated 2,500 students. Santa Rosa County will be down about 1,000 students.
All right, and your third and final of the top three stories this afternoon, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office investigating after a firearm was located on the campus of Warrington Preparatory Academy. The incident was reported at around 11 a.m. No shots were fired and no one was injured in the incident, luckily. The weapon was located in a student's possession, and at this time, investigators are still reviewing the circumstances of the incident and determining what charges are appropriate. The school's principal, Delvin Vick, sent a message to parents regarding the incident, saying that they were proud of the student who was made aware of the weapon and that everyone did the right thing. Those are your top three stories, and now it's time for your sports segment.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Cleveland Cavaliers in a dominating four-game sweep with a 138-83 victory.
Damn, it was humbling. You know, this series is humbling. These last two games are embarrassing.
but Cleveland's also a very good team.
Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, after his team got eliminated from the playoffs in the minimum four games by the Cleveland Cavaliers, the number one seed of the Eastern Conference. The Cavs set an NBA record for the most lopsided victory in a playoff series clincher. They beat the Heat by 55 points last night, after they had won Game 4 by 37. The 92-point scoring difference in the last two games of the series, an NBA record for any two-game stretch of a playoff series. The Cavs also set an NBA record for having outscored their opponent by more points than in any playoff series. Cleveland outscored Miami by 122 over four games. Next, the Cavaliers will play the winner of the Pacers-Bucks series. Indiana leads 3-1 and can wrap it up tonight. The Golden State Warriors took a 3-1 lead on the Houston Rockets. Fred VanVleet missed a three-point shot at the buzzer that would have forced overtime. Jimmy Butler scored a team-high 27 points for Golden State.
I die for these guys, for real. It's so fun. I got my joy back, as some would say. But more than anything, it's always good to win. Let me go, man. Go back there.
What are you going to do?
Nothing on national TV.
Jimmy Butler and the Warriors having fun on TNT. After a 109-106 victory over the Rockets, who were the second seed in the Western Conference, had one loss away from getting eliminated from the playoffs. Houston hosts a must-win Game 5 tomorrow. Hockey, Florida Panthers outscored the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-0 in the third period last night to win 4-2 and get within one victory of moving into the second round. The Dallas Stars up 3-2 on the Colorado Avalanche after a 6-2 win. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
News Radio 92.3, the Milwaukee Bucks received some bad news Monday about point guard Damian
Lillard.
There you go. Thank you. Damian Lillard of Fox's Joe Morgan has more.
The Milwaukee Bucks had their worst fears confirmed on Monday. An MRI revealed a torn left Achilles tendon for Bucks star Damian Lillard. The injury was suffered Sunday during Milwaukee's Game 4 playoff loss to the Indiana Pacers. The injury ends Lillard's season and puts next year in jeopardy after Lillard fought his way back from a blood clot in his right leg, which caused him to miss the final 14 games of the regular season and the first game of the playoffs. Milwaukee is one loss away from being eliminated from the postseason. The team has won just one playoff series since winning the NBA title in 2021. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
In this year's NFL draft, among the most watched ever, an average audience of 7.5 million viewers watched a draft held in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That makes it the second most watched draft of all time, only behind the 2020 draft. This year had the most watched day 3 on record with an average of 4.3 million viewers as fans watched to see which team would draft quarterback Shedeur Sanders. The first day of the draft averaged 13.6 million viewers, while the second day averaged 7.5 million.
All right, one NFL star is getting a pretty big payday here. Jared Max has more.
One of the more widely recognizable players in the NFL, known for his long blonde hair and big smile, two-time All-Pro George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers has taken over the title as the highest-paid tight end in the NFL in terms of annual salary. Kittle, who's 31 years old and has spent his entire 8-year NFL career with San Francisco, agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth $76.4 million, $40 million guaranteed. The deal will bring Kittle $100,000 more per season than Arizona Cardinals tight end Trey McBride. A 6-time Pro Bowler, Kittle led all NFL tight ends in yards per reception last season, ranked 2nd in touchdowns, 3rd in receiving yards. He's one of only 5 tight ends in NFL history with at least 4,000-yard receiving seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
Thank you, Jared. Last but not least, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Knicks-Pistons series should probably be tied up at 2, as New York was outplayed in games 1 and 4, but because of how clutch Jalen Brunson is, the Knicks captain was able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat in both those games to have New York up 3-1. And I'm not betting against Brunson at Madison Square Garden tonight. Not only do I have the Knicks closing out this series in 5, but I like them laying the 5.5 points as well. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new study raising more concern about the potential health impacts of ultra-processed foods. Lisa Brady has a definition for us.
The study leans on previous research in 8 countries, surveys of people's diets, and death data to conclude that people eating a lot of ultra-processed foods may have a greater risk of dying early. The lead author citing changes in food during processing and artificial ingredients. The report estimates 14% of premature deaths could be linked to ultra-processed foods in the U.S. and U.K., where they account for more than half of calorie intake. But experts tell the BBC the study doesn't prove a link or rule out the broader effect of fat, sugar, salt, and lifestyle. One group representing food and drink manufacturers says foods that can help achieve a balanced diet, including yogurt, pasta sauces, and bread, are being demonized by the term ultra-processed food. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And for the first time ever, there are more than 7 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association's 2025 Disease Facts and Figures report finds that 7.2 million Americans are living with it, and nearly 4 in 5 Americans would want to find out if they have it before even developing symptoms. New York doctor Nikhil Palekar says 2 new FDA-approved medications known as lecanemab and donanemab are helping to slow the progression of symptoms in people with early stages.
Okay, new global study in the journal Lancet links certain household plastics with heart disease deaths. Teresa Crowley has the information.
Daily exposure to a certain group of household plastics may be linked to 356,000 global deaths from heart disease in 1 year alone. Researchers at NYU Langone Health focused on a kind of phthalate that makes items like food containers and medical gear more flexible. When the chemicals break down and are ingested, they can cause inflammation in the heart arteries, leading to heart attack and stroke. The new analysis estimates DEHP exposure contributed to more than 13% of heart disease deaths in men and women 55 to 64, the biggest share of deaths in Asia, the Pacific, and the Middle East. Authors suggest it's because they have a boom in plastic production with fewer regulations. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And today is National Fentanyl Awareness Day, first observed 4 years ago by parents who lost their loved ones to drug overdoses. The goal is to remind people of the many deaths each year caused by fentanyl and to spread word about naloxone, naloxone, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. Progress has been made on bringing down the number of overdose deaths in recent years, but fentanyl is still the number one killer.
5:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, taking a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's happening?
Well, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, Chris. Do have some backups that are pretty pedestrian. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, we typically have issues there. Same with Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather on a local scale, 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers for a little bit of your Wednesday, about a 20% chance, but that shouldn't last long. High of 82, low of 71.
Not a bad forecast. Locally, let me take you to a stormy national really footprint here. That weather, bad weather, is expected across much of the U.S. Meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Another round of strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible, containing large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain with isolated tornadoes from Texas to the interior northeast and Ohio Valley today as a cold front pushes eastward. Flash flooding is also a concern over sections of the south central U.S. Meanwhile, ahead of the system, temperatures will be warm along the east coast, and the northwest remains unsettled with more coastal rain and some higher elevation snow. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, 5:47. Why am I getting? I'm on this time thing here. This has got me.
You're just having a blast. You never want the time to end.
5:47. News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching your money this afternoon. Here's the latest.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The White House today slammed Amazon for reportedly planning to display the cost of President Donald Trump's tariffs next to the total price of products on its site. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt today telling reporters that this is a hostile and political act by Amazon, adding this is another reason why Americans should buy American. Shares of Amazon are currently down slightly in after-hours trading. Coca-Cola beat Wall Street's quarterly earnings and revenue estimates today, for the most part reaffirming its full-year outlook. Coke still anticipating organic revenue growth of 5-6%, with comparable earnings per share increasing by 2-3%. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with Dow gaining 300 points, the S&P 500 added 0.5%, and the NASDAQ gained 95. U.S. crude oil futures for June sit above $60 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, about 3 in 10 Americans expecting their household finances to improve in 2026. A poll from The Economist / YouGov found that 30% of Americans expect their household finances will be better in April of 26, marking the lowest share since October of last year. 28% of respondents said that they think it will be just about the same, while another 29% predicted that they would be worse off, and around 13% were unsure.
548 News Radio 92.3, pharma giant is moving some drug manufacturing to the U.S., more jobs, economic boom here. This is good news to pass on. Here's Jenny Casola.
Merck will spend $1 billion to build a new U.S. factory in Wilmington, Delaware. The Wall Street Journal says drugs will start rolling out by 2030. It will produce drugs for the U.S. market, including cancer treatment Keytruda. The plant will manufacture a version of Keytruda given by injection. It's currently given intravenously. Keytruda is currently imported from Ireland and other locations and is also produced by contract manufacturers. It accounts for about half of the company's revenue. Merck Chief Executive Rob Davis says as you look at what the current administration is doing and what President Trump is trying to achieve, this is very much aligned with that. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
And UPS set to lay off 20,000 workers over the remainder of the 2025 year. This follows 12,000 job cuts in 2024. UPS operates in more than 200 countries. So, man, seeing that number just ticking down.
And this has, I'm kind of reading a little bit into the story, it has to do with Amazon, doesn't it, or Prime?
Ooh, it may.
And the deliveries, them cutting back, and they didn't need all those drivers. So yeah. I think Amazon Prime is in that equation somewhere along the line. President Trump has agreed to give automakers a break on some of his tariffs, a policy he has said is aimed at bringing manufacturing jobs to America and driving up government revenues. President Trump is orchestrating an executive order on the tariffs today. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirming Trump had made the decision after meeting with domestic and foreign automakers. And while we're talking about this, I just grabbed into this file. It's more on that story you just did. It's kind of piggybacking on that. UPS, as you mentioned, is cutting jobs, closing some of the facilities. And it's pulling back because of deliveries from Amazon. Amazon saying it wasn't enough money to be made. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
UPS will cut 20,000 jobs and will close more than 70 buildings. It cites lower demand from its largest customer, Amazon. Additional buildings may also be closed. Earlier this year, UPS and Amazon agreed that the shipper will handle about 50% fewer deliveries by the second half of 2026. UPS said at the time, Amazon is our largest customer, but not our most profitable customer. UPS reported a better-than-expected quarter for the start of the year, but says it will not be updating its full-year outlook because of macroeconomic uncertainty. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Meta launching a standalone AI assistant app. Their application uses its Llama 4 coding model to collect information across its platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. The AI app will merge with the Meta View companion app for Ray-Ban Meta glasses. The company says the feature serves as a place to share and explore the way others use AI. The app will also include a Discover feed.
All right, let's talk about Google and Meta. They are back in court this week facing landmark antitrust lawsuits that threaten to break up both of those companies. Madison Allworth has the latest on both cases.
The courts found Google guilty of having a monopoly in search last summer. This part of the trial is the remedies phase. The government is arguing for Google to have to sell off Chrome, to share its search index data for 10 years, and to pay for an education campaign to inform consumers about other search options beyond Google. Now, in the same courtroom, we also have the FTC versus Meta trial. And Meta, aka Facebook, is also arguing that they don't have a monopoly. Users simply prefer their products, and they have made strong acquisitions. The FTC disagrees and is arguing that Meta constructed an illegal monopolization in the, quote, personal networking space.
All righty, 552, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some of the more frivolous stuff happening in your world today. Some pop culture notes as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. That coming up in just a couple minutes on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Governor DeSantis announces an enormous red snapper season of 126 days. The Supreme Court takes up a question of whether parents' religious rights allow their K-6 students to opt out of instruction about the normalization of transgender and same-sex attraction in Maryland schools. And an F-18 slides out the side of a U.S. aircraft carrier during evasive maneuvers in the Red Sea. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And just like that, there you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5:55, doggone it, you're playing one of my favorite bands, Sugarland. Good song. News Radio, 92.3.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Oh, it's a great track. They were a great band. I wish they had. The bass player, by the way, a little dark-haired girl that was playing bass for the band, was from New Orleans. Used to
really?
See her quite often over in the city. They were fantastic. Jennifer Nettles, what can I say about it? Just amazing. All right. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price in. He's got that weather
heads
and local
up.
Traffic together.
Be warned. Here I come. Not too much going on. That's typically the case how it is this time every afternoon. Very happy to report that you're staying safe out there. If there were to be backups anywhere, it would be on Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, sitting at 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very similar temperature-wise. High of 82, low of 71, but also we're going to have about a 20% chance of showers in the middle of your Wednesday. Shouldn't be severe, and whatever rainfall does come, it won't be for too long.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. 5:56. We mentioned this to you on the Monday afternoon show about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees that were coming in here. Well, the families of Joe Cocker and Soundgarden are reacting to their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions.
Ooh. Family members of Joe Cocker and Soundgarden's Chris Cornell are celebrating both late singers' upcoming induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cocker will be honored at the ceremony on November 8th, some 32 years after first becoming eligible.
She came in through the
Victor Cocker, Joe's older brother, tells Billboard he's quite thrilled by the recognition, while Cornell's widow Vicky posted on Instagram thanking fans who voted and writing, "It's always bittersweet, but Chris would have been so honored." Black hole sun. The November ceremony includes the 2025 inductees, Chubby Checker, Bad Company, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, and the White Stripes. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Michelle Obama says fear for immigrants under President Trump's administration keeps her up at night. Former First Lady was on the podcast On Purpose with Jay Shetty. I don't even know who that is. Where she said she worries for people of color all over this country. She added that Trump's immigration policies frighten her. And she says that when she drives around Los Angeles, she's looking into faces of folks who could be a victim and wonders how they feel.
And why is she not in Chicago with Barack?
I don't know.
That's the question we're at. That's what inquiry minds want to know.
They could be on vacation to downtown L.A.
Okay. News Radio 92.3, a Minecraft movie sing-along hits theaters this weekend. Michelle Pollino has more.
A Minecraft movie immersive sing-along edition is coming to theaters this Friday. Get ready to re-enter the overworld this weekend with a Minecraft movie block party edition.
Chicken jockey!
The film set a box office record with a global take of $313 million, marking the highest debut yet for a video game adaptation starring Jack Black, Jason Momoa, Danielle Brooks, and more. When the film originally opened, it sparked a viral trend among young moviegoers who screamed and threw popcorn during pivotal moments, including Jack Black proclaiming, "I am Steve," and yelling, "Chicken jockey." Tickets are on sale now. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
I see a Rocky Horror.
When people first saw that movie coming out, a lot of guys were like, you know what? This is going to suck. And then I think by the time it came out, the internet had just made fun of it so much that everyone just got so hyped. It's such a stupid premise. Anyway, keep it with the movie theme here. The first trailer being released for A24 is The Smashing Machine. It's the film starring Dwayne Johnson as two-time UFC heavyweight champion Mark Kerr. The Smashing Machine hits theaters on October 3rd.
Oh, what memories this brings back. I know in the 80s we used to get all the friends together, yeah. And we would watch Miami Vice. Friday nights, we'd go in and watch Miami Vice. Rejoice, Miami Vice fans. Another remake of the 80s classic is on the way. Here's Michelle.
Top Gun Maverick filmmaker Joseph Kosinski is set to direct a Miami Vice remake for Universal Pictures. Plot details haven't been revealed, but the movie will be based on the iconic 1980s TV series. The NBC show starred Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas as undercover detectives in South Florida. The neon-hued series ran for 5 seasons from 1984 to 1989. This marks the second attempt to bring Miami Vice to the big screen. A 2006 version directed by Michael Mann, who produced the original series, starred Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. Despite later becoming a cult favorite, the film flopped at the box office. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, coming up next hour, we'll have some news on Pensacola Beach lifeguards, public school enrollment, and we'll talk about that investigation ongoing over at Warrington Prep. It's all coming up in 12 minutes or so on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.